the Antichrist offered himself as the Messiah. You know what? The most suave, pleasant people in the world are false teachers. That's one reason why why you shouldn't even go to a liberal church. You know why? Because you like the guy. You like him. There's no way in the world a fundamentalist preacher can be as kind and as nice and as suave as a liberal. The very nature of our message is hellfire and damnation. The very nature of our message is the wholeness of God. The very nature of our message is God's righteousness. The very nature of our message is hatred for sin, hatred for evil. We have to preach that way. Now that's why you, listen, that's why you shouldn't let your daughter go with her boyfriend to his church. It's not a fundamental church. That's why you shouldn't let your son swap visits. There's no way in this world I can compete and be right with God with a liberal preacher for your affection. None at all. None. That's why. That's why that no preacher ought to go to the ministerial association. I was watching the morning news the other day on CBS. And they said, we're going to interview an author from Canada. His name is Chuck Templeton. Chuck Templeton was interviewed on the nationwide news. Chuck Templeton was at one time a fundamental evangelist. He was an evangelist who believed this Bible. If I'm not mistaken, Dr. John Rice preached for him one time at the what church? Avenue Road? In Toronto? Did you folks know? Avenue Road in Toronto. And Chuck Templeton was a Bible preacher. But now, wait a minute. Chuck Templeton accepted a position as being evangelist for the National Council of Churches. Now, why? But he wants to help them. That's always the devil's song and dance. Stay in to clean it up. But what you do, you stay in, they mess you up. See? You stay in, clean out the garbage, and you become part of the garbage. Chuck Templeton became disenchanted, became a liberal, and then finally, he quit the ministry, went to Hollywood, and was writing script for Hollywood movies. And now, he avowed on nationwide television that he is an agnostic. Now, where'd all that start? Where'd all that start? It started when he began to hobnob with the suave crowd. The Antichrist, don't you think for a single minute the Antichrist can be some Adolf Hitler marching across the country like that. Oh, no. No. The Antichrist will be able to teach and personify Dale Carnegie's course on how to win friends and influence people. The Antichrist will deceive the little, and by the way, it's not easy to deceive the little nation Israel. He'll deceive Israel and will offer himself as the Messiah, and because he's suave, she will fall for him. And the first 3.5 years, he protects her, he says. And the last 3.5 years, he turns on her. When I came to Hammond 16 years ago, this church was a member of the American Baptist Convention. It was not what you'd call a real strong cooperating church. There was an element of strong American Baptist in the church. I didn't know much about the American Baptist Convention. And so some of the folks suggested I go to the annual meeting. But Jim Lyons and I went down to Anderson, Indiana, for the annual meeting of the American Baptist Convention, just to see what went on. And boy, you talk about a welcome. Man, I was going to slip in. They had me up in the front. They welcomed me as pastor of one of the leading churches in the state. Boy, they rolled out the red carpet. I didn't even think they'd know I was there. And then they had the annual convention sermon. I'll never forget it. A Reverend Mrs. Miller was her name, from Boston, Massachusetts. And the text of her message, why the blacks and whites ought to intermarry. But I want you to get this. Brother, you never will see a nicer reception than I got when I went down there to visit. Look, that's one reason why a preacher shouldn't go to the Ministerial Association. Because those are nice guys. Some of the nicest, friendliest people in this town are liberal preachers. They're masters of deception. They have to be. There's not a liberal church in this town that doesn't have some born-again people in it who do not know the church is liberal because the pastor is the master of deception.